Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It is time now for my strawberry letter, and if you need advice on relationships, on work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, you fire off, I'm firing back. Dear Stephen Shirley, I married a man with 4 children, all under age 15, and they live with us 2 weeks a month. I have a 5-year-old, and I have sole custody because my ex-husband works in England. I'm biracial, and I grew up with my white mom who spoke softly and allowed me to express my feelings and do what I wanted within reason. As I grew up, I saw that I needed discipline, so I decided that I would not be as lenient when I have children of my own. So here I am, newly married to a white man, and his children are testing me every day. I called my black dad and black grandma for advice on dealing with my stepchildren's lack of respect. My grandmother told me to talk to my husband about the kids' behavior, but that didn't work. My husband told me that if I offend them, they won't want to spend time at our home. When an 8-year-old tells me to shut up and a 12-year-old slams a bedroom door in my face, I'm not willing to let it slide. I am usually home alone with them when it happens. Over the weekend, I saw his 14-year-old daughter kissing a 16-year-old boy in the driveway. I know his age because I dropped her off at his 16th birthday party months ago. I told her that I saw her, and I asked if we could talk about setting a better example for her younger siblings who also saw her making out. She told me that I need to mind my effing business. That night, I warned my husband that if she or any of his kids fires off at me again, then I'm firing off. He told me that's not my place and he'll handle his own kids. Oh, no, sir. That is not how it will go in this house. I am firing off and I'll deal with my husband later. Why should his children be off limits to me? Well, they really shouldn't be. I mean, this is just some stupid rule your husband has because he doesn't want their mom to stop them from coming over there. The ex is holding the kids over his head. And your husband nor his ex have told the kids that they should respect you when they're in your home. And that's what the kids are going with. You're not their mom, so they don't have to do what you say. Their bitter mama has already prepped them before they got to your house. But you can't control what goes on with them and their mom in their house anyway, so don't even worry about that. The problem is the dad or your husband. He may as well be a kid too because he's disrespecting you just as much as they are. He told you it's not your place to handle his kids. He'll handle his own kids. But here's the problem. He's not handling them. And why would he want to get you all upset and let the kids come between you guys? Well, I say someone has to be the adult here. They have to. I mean, who are these kids that they think they can just do and say whatever they want? And no, they should be disciplined at your house too. So I'm with you. Fire back off at them when they start acting up and let your husband have it too, if that's the case. Steve?
Whew. Oh.
Your father.
I don't even know what the letter is for. Well, here we go. You fire off, I'm firing back. I'm married to a man with 4 children, all of them under the age of 15. They live with us 2 weeks a month. I got a 5-year-old I got sole custody of because my ex-husband works in England. I'm biracial. Here we go. See, this is where we're running into this. A lot of this got to do with race. I didn't bring up race. She did. She said I'm biracial. She didn't even have to say that. But she know this got something to do with this. She didn't never even have to mention she was biracial in this letter. But since you started with I'm biracial, you must want my racial opinion throughout this letter. Well, I'm not going to let you down. So I'm going to give a racial answer.
What?
I'm giving a racial answer. She's biracial, so my answer will be racially based, because that's what she wants. Well, anyway, biracial lady, here we go. I grew up with a white mama, which means her daddy was black. And the mom was soft-spoken and allowed you to express your feelings to do what I wanted to do. Ding! Are you trying to... What she's trying to say is the white side of her allowed her to do whatever she wanted to do. That's what she said in the letter. Not me. Within reason. As I grew up, I saw that I needed discipline. That ain't the way to raise kids. So I decided I would not be as lenient when I have children of my own. That's the black side. Your mama let you do what you want to do. Your daddy went, hey, what the hell going on? All right. So here we go. So here I am. Newly married to a white man. Ding. All right, now you done brought this back into your life now. Here come the white man with the 4 white kids, with the white mama, with the white rules. And now here you come, little biracial lady, and you finna deal with it.
Hang on,
Steve. And the children are testing me every day. How?
Hang on, Steve. Hang on, okay? Yeah, we'll have part 2 of your response.
One test.
Of your racial response. Coming up at 23 minutes after the hour.
Test me every day. You got one test.
Today's Strawberry Letter subject is you fire off, I'm firing back. We'll get back into it right after this.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, you fire off, I'm firing back.
Now, a lady wrote me a letter, everybody, and she had no reason to write this in the letter, but she said she's married with 4 children, all of them under the age of 15, and they live with us 2 weeks out the month. I got sole custody of a child of mine because my husband works in England. All that's cool. Then she said, out of nowhere, I'm biracial. I grew up with my white mom, who let me speak freely, do what I wanted to do, and I'm assuming she didn't mention the black daddy because...
Yeah, whatever. She did. She mentioned it. It's in here. I called my black daddy.
She mentioned it later on. Mm-hmm. But she didn't say right here how the black daddy was. No. She said, my white mom allowed me to express my feelings and do what I wanted within reason. As I grew up, I saw that I needed discipline. She didn't mention the black dad right here. Because why? Because it may not be past statute of limitation. So she didn't mention it right here. Because black daddy did something different, changed her mind. She grew up and saw she needed discipline, so I would not be lenient when I have children of my own. Here we go. Here's some more racial stuff. The reason I'm answering this letter racially is because she interjected the I'm biracial part. So I'm newly married to a white man, and his children are testing me every day. Let's see. You get one test with me. You're not testing me every day. I ain't in school. You gonna learn what you need to learn on the first test day.
Today.
You gonna know today I ain't the one. But you letting it go on. I called my black dad and my black grandma for advice on dealing with my stepchildren's lack of respect. Grandmama told you, talk to your husband. That's a smart thing to do. And the kids' behavior. But... it didn't work. Then you talked to your white husband about it. He said that told me if I offended them, they won't want to spend time at our home. I understand that. But this is my house too, though. So what you're not finna do is come in my house and disrespect me. So there's some cussing going on in this letter. And it was from the 16-year-old girl, but it could have, should have started before that. When an 8-year-old tells me to shut up, the next question out my mouth for clarity is, who you talking to?
Hello.
So I just need clarity. Because maybe you was talking to the TV, maybe you was on FaceTime, one of your friends. I missed it. Mm-hmm. But an 8-year-old tell me to shut up. Who you talking to?
Problem.
Now, and then a 12-year-old slams a bedroom door in my face. Okay.
What?
I'm not willing to let it slide. I'm usually home alone with them, and over the weekend, I saw this 14-year-old daughter kissing a 16-year-old in the driveway. I know his age because I dropped off at the 16th birthday party months ago. I told her I saw her and asked if she could talk about setting a better example for a younger sibling who saw her make it out. She told me I need to mind my effing business. Now, I read all this quick so we can go back. Because cussing has been interjected into this family dynamic. And I just want you to know that once you tell me to shut my effing mouth, the way I'm talking to the white kids after this, it's going to be different. Let's go. When an 8-year-old tells me to shut up, my first thing is for clarity, who the F you talking to? Because I need clarity.
Okay.
And then I'm going to say, I know you MFing ain't.
Huh.
Because see, the white kids is cussing. So I'm finna do the biracial thing, and I'm putting the black cussing into play now. The combinations. The voice. The 12-year-old slams a bedroom door in my face. Oh, no, the F you didn't.
You must not want this MFN dough, no MFN mo. See, it's got to rhyme, because we rapping now. So now I got a screwdriver. Now I done took the dough off. You ain't shut no more doughs in here, because I done took the dough off. The dough in the garage, slam that dough. Blankety blank. I'm usually home alone with him, and then over the weekend I saw his 14-year-old daughter kissing his 16-year-old. I said, you need to set a better example. She told me to mind my effing business. Well, you about to get the effing business. Cause I'm finna start effing somebody up, and it gonna be you. Said that's the introduced to cussing. I'm not cussing because we don't do that on this show no more. But I just introduced it to the four white kids. That night I warned my husband that if one of them kids fall off on me, I told him not to worry about it because I handled it already today. Ain't no MFing body going to say a MFing thing to me. No MFing mo.
Okay. Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM, and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast.
If you comment on this letter, leave your effing comments in the email.
On the free iHeartRadio app, you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.